In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the day immediately after the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. That's why we have one of the few remaining sequences left in the liturgy today, the Stabat Mater. Most people are more familiar with it as the hymn which is usually sung along with the Stations of the Cross. The seven sorrows of Mary are, and forgive me that I have to read these, but when you get old, like all of us here, you don't remember things as well as you used to. And so they are the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Remember, you know, Simeon foretold that her heart would be pierced by a sword, and the child would be the fall and the rise of many in Israel, the flight into Egypt. Jesus being lost in Jerusalem, you know, the finding in the temple, the meeting of Mary and Jesus on the way to the cross, the crucifixion, the taking down of Jesus' body from the cross, and his burial. We had a great retreat down in California. Our retreat master was Father John Trujillo, who some of you may know from his frequent appearances on EWTN, and one of the things that we meditated upon is, why didn't Jesus spare his mother, you know, all this suffering? You would think that, you know, if he's a good son, his mother wouldn't have to suffer as much as she did. Well, let's remember something. What did Jesus tell Peter, James, and John on the Mount of the Transfiguration? As they were coming down, he instructed them that he had to suffer and die and be raised from the dead. And Peter, of course, said, hey, this is a great place up here. We're just going to, I'll make a dwelling place for you and for Moses and for Elijah. And then the voice of the Father said, shut up, listen to my son. And what have they been talking about before? Well, Elijah and Moses have been talking with Jesus about how Jesus had to go to suffer, to Jerusalem, to suffer and die. And one of the things that we learn from this is that there is no shortcut to the resurrection, that there is no shortcut to heaven, that in order for us to get to heaven, Jesus had to go to Jerusalem, hand himself over to evil men, to suffer, to die, and to be raised from the dead. It's the only way we get to heaven. You know, we can't just say we're a resurrection people and take down all the crucifixes and be happy-go-lucky types. No, Jesus told us that not only did he have to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die, but that we have to take up our crosses daily and follow after him. That's not optional. And so we have to share in the sufferings of Christ. Now, what's the difference between Jesus' sufferings and our sufferings? Jesus is there to help us carry our cross. There was no one there to help him carry his, with the exception of Simon of Cyrene, and that was grudgingly and just for a brief time. You know, if that's true of every believer, it's also true of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She had to suffer along with her son. She said, yeah, and we heard the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin, but you know, the worst of which being, I think, standing at the foot of the cross, seeing her son crucified, sharing in his passion. And yet, by doing that, she showed up all of us how to do it. We share in Christ's cross by being there with him, by making his cross our own cross, by doing it willingly. Mary didn't have to be there, and yet she was. And you know, where is the Blessed Virgin now? She's in heaven. She's at the right side of her son. She's interceding for us. And so if we want to go where she is, if we want to go where Jesus is, we too have to go to Jerusalem with Jesus to suffer and die and be raised from the dead. Yeah, you don't have to look for a cross. The cross will find you. Just when it finds you, carry it in the name of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.